with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. A lot of brash talk coming out of Tehran. Iranian leaders issuing a warning to Washington over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forwarding operating bases for Iranian commandos. It comes just after the U.S. and Britain launched a massive airstrike campaign overnight against Houthi rebels. More than two dozen people have died after explosives hit a bakery in a Russian-occupied city in Ukraine.
This was the scene in a hospital in Lugansk, where patients are being treated after a Ukrainian shelling hit a bakery in eastern Ukraine. According to local leaders, more than two dozen people, including children, have died. One of the wounded recounted the events and said that he heard shouts and something hit him in the back. The next thing he knew, he was under slabs. Ukrainian officials in Kiev did not comment on the incident. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says United States under constant attack from China via its illegal exports of fentanyl.
We've seen this movie before. The Chinese Communist Party makes promises about cracking down on fentanyl production, and they never deliver. And what happens is more Americans die.
And he says the U.S. under threat every day from hackers backed by the Chinese.
Every single day, our critical infrastructure, and I'm not just talking about a DOD network or a nuclear command and control site. I'm talking about your local water utility is under attack from a variety of cyber actors, foremost among them, the Chinese Communist Party.
This is SRN News. A man is facing hate crimes charges for attacking a statue of Satan.
Michael Cassidy didn't appreciate the display set up at the Iowa State Capitol building by members of the Satanic Temple during Christmas time, so he tore it down. Cassidy admits he did it, and his lawyers were expecting a variety of property damage charges. But Iowa prosecutors are charging the defendant with a hate crime on the grounds that he was motivated by his opposition to the worship of Satan, which is a religion under state law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
30 churches in India shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors arrested by local authorities. They were accused of carrying out, quote, forced conversions. This is SRN News. Improvements coming to the National Hurricane Center. Here's John Scott.
The improvements will add inland predictions to its forecast of the location and ferocity of tropical storms. The Miami-based Hurricane Center says the new experimental forecast tool will be ready around August 15th, just before the traditional peak of the hurricane season that begins June 1st. The center's so-called cone of uncertainty prediction will now also look at areas where wind and flooding are sometimes more treacherous than damage to the coast. John Scott reporting.
Just plain nasty weather in the West. Powerful winds, heavy rain blasting parts of California, threatening to soak that state and cause flooding issues as well as mudslides. Classes have been canceled at a number of schools in Southern California. Some regions getting wind gusts 92 miles per hour. More details at SRNnews.com.